This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan this morning. Get up, Dan. Come on. Maybe morning where you are, late at night, in the evening, whatever. Sometime way up in the early morning hour. But it's always good to be with you folks. If you would, look on our website at radiomission.org. You can find a list of all of our radio stations. And then I often, folks are asking me, write in, call in, ask me, because we know that the radio missions is a different ministry than much what you have on the market today. So folks call me or write me and ask me, say, Pastor Trailblazer, what do you preach there at Radio Missions that the Old Trailblazer broadcast? What is the ministry all about? Are you some off-the-wall cult or something? No, we're not. This ministry, Pastor L.R. Shelton was the founder back there in New Orleans many, many years ago. He pastored the church here for 50 years. And preached an awakening ministry. And that's unknown today, and it is unknown across this country. And he went up and down the Southland, preaching under tent, in wherever Brush Arbor, wherever he could find a place. And there sprung up from that ministry, radio station here, there, and yonder. Families came under the sound preaching of the gospel, came out from organized religion, and that has grown now into even a worldwide ministry over the internet now. We broadcast all of our ministry over the internet and our radio, over radio stations all across this country. We have the Voice of Truth on Sunday morning, every Sunday morning. And I just mentioned, if you would, get our radio log there at radiomissions.org. You find a picture of the Old Trailblazer and all of those related things. But as I said, many folks write us, call us, want to know what we preach and what do we think. And I understand that. I'm the same way. I like to hear what folks preach. So we put together a little pamphlet here we call the things most surely believed and preached among us here at Radio Mission. So I want to just quickly read this. I won't read it completely. I'll give you a little excerpt from it. And then if you write me, I'll send you our mission statement. First of all, I believe that the Bible, God's Word, is eternal, absolute, inerrant, unbroken, verbally inspired. I believe that there is only one living and true God, an intelligent, infinite spirit whose name is Jehovah. I believe that man was a direct, perfect creation of God, but by that voluntary transgression, he fell from that holy and happy state. I believe that salvation of any sinner is wholly of grace, wholly of the Lord, apart from works of any kind. I believe that in order to be saved, a sinner must be regenerated or born again, which means he must be made a new creature in Christ. This is a work of the Holy Spirit. I believe that repentance and faith are sacred duties and inseparable graces wrought in our soul by the regenerating Spirit of God. I believe that election is the eternal purpose of God, according to which he graciously regenerates, sanctifies, and saves sinners. I believe in the eternal security of all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and that they are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. I believe that the law of God is eternal and unchangeable, rule of his moral government. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was virgin born and that he's the eternal Son of God. I believe in the imminent soon coming of our blessed Lord. I believe that Christian baptism is the immersion in water of a believer who by the work of the Holy Spirit in his heart has brought forth fruit suitable for repentance. I believe that the Lord's Supper is the second of two ordinances that Christ left us, and when observed by God's people, after solemn self-examination, shows forth the Lord's death until he comes. I believe that the first day of the week is the Lord's Day, or the Christian Sabbath, and is to be kept sacred by rest, attending the ministry and prayer and meditation. I believe that civil government is a divine appointment for the interest and good order of human society. I believe that the local assembly, known as the church, set forth in the New Testament is the only divine institution established by the Lord Jesus Christ, and that all other organizations are either extra-scriptural or anti-scriptural. I believe that all of the above is found in God's Word, the Bible, and these doctrines of truths have become experimental in my own heart. I can certify with the Apostle Paul that these great truths of the gospel as contained in the Word of God, which we preach here and teach by God's grace, we endeavor to obey not after man, For I neither received them from man, neither was taught I them of man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. I believe that we can sum up what the Bible teaches in these five great and precious doctrines. The sovereignty of God, or God on the throne. The total depravity of the natural man. The salvation by grace and blood redemption in Christ. The person and work of the Holy Spirit. And the soon coming of our Lord back to earth again. Now, my friend, I'll be glad to mail you a copy of this if you like it. I just read you excerpts from it. It'll give you a picture of what the old Trailblazer stands for, what the old Trailblazer preaches day in and day out, and the other brethren that we have here that go out on the Sunday nights for me and preach what we believe and what we teach. We're not going off on a tangent. No, what we preach is the old-time, old-fashioned gospel message. I'm very familiar with many of our old Puritan preachers back there in the 1800s, 1700s, and where the old Puritan preachers, the Bonars and the Whitfields and the Max Shanes and A.W. Pink and Charles Haddon Spurgeon and so many of those others, we preach the same thing they preach, my friend. I've studied their ministry and I've researched the old divine, and I find exactly, they preach exactly what we preach, and I don't find anywhere in their preaching and teaching, I find nowhere in there that they was on the scene at that time. All of this demon spirits and demon possession and speaking in tongues and all of those things, I don't find that in there. And it's only the last couple hundred years or so that those things have began and sprouted and blossomed and are expanding like wildfire, my friend, because of the influence of Satan. So the old Trailblazer, it refutes error. That's what we do here. We go forth refuting error. We're not critical of any poor soul. We judge no man. That's all between you and the Lord. I asked you, are you saved? Are you a new creature in Christ? I have folks write me and say, yes, Trailblazer, I don't mind you asking me. I'm saved, and I know it. I know how the Lord saved the sinner. And then they tell me how the Lord saved them. And that's what I'd like for some of you to do. You tell me you know the Lord, write me and tell me how you come to know the Lord. I'd like to hear that. I tell you very often how the Lord saved this poor old sinner. I do, and I'll do it again soon, because that's what preaching is all about, telling how the Lord saves a sinner. Folks ask me sometimes, said, preacher, isn't it hard to preach 3 or 4 times a week? No, it's not hard. It's sometimes the body is weary when you get old like the old Trailblazer, and the Lord gives me strength day by day to go on. But it's not hard to tell that Christ died for sinners. It seems difficult sometimes to counteract Satan's accusation and Satan's all of those things, false teaching, because his spirit sits here on my shoulder in this little studio and tries to counteract everything I say. He casts it, and he'll make it to where you won't be able to hear the broadcast. He'll make it to where you are not concerned about your soul. One of the biggest things that I see in this life today is our folks, my folks and yours. They're not concerned about their soul. Are you concerned about their soul? If you are, pray for them. Don't let them go. Don't turn them over to Satan. Don't turn your children over to Satan, my friend. Don't do that. The Bible says bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and my friend, and they won't depart from it. Oh, my friend, we're facing terrible times. Paul speaks of perilous times, and I've had folks tell me that he meant the stock market was falling and all. No, he meant that we're living in perilous times because Satan is in a rage, and Satan counteracting everything he can, and his emissaries are on the scene, and his our great old institutions of religious teaching back there, scriptural teaching back there, have gone to seed now. They got these modern Satan's emissaries, professors sitting on the stool of do nothing and allowing things to happen and allowing, and then we got judges in our country, Supreme Court on down to the local judge, that's siding with Satan and all of this same-sex marriage and abortion and all of those things. My friend, we need to pray. We need to pray for our country and get ready to die. That's what we need. Folks tell me, oh, I'm getting ready to live now, I'm retiring. No, you need to get ready to die. That's what I'm telling you, because we're not going to be here long. I told my folks here the other night, I believe I'll be here when the Lord comes. I do. I believe that with all my heart. You say, well, Pastor, that's scary. Yes, it is scary. You know what? It scares me for you. It scares me for you out there who are in rebellion against God. Did you know if you're not saved, you're in rebellion against God? Oh, my friend, we have many who call themselves awakened sinners who helped this broadcast. I tell you, folks, get ready to die. Don't get ready to live. Get ready to die. because Christ is coming, and the soul that sinneth is going to die. Oh, you may live. You may still be here when the Lord comes. You'll live here during the tribulation period where you say, well, I'll just take my chances on the tribulation. No, you won't have no chance because you will worship the Antichrist or either be put to death. I can tell you, my friend, it's a serious thing we're facing. It's not a child's play with the old tribulator. I get so concerned sometimes that I just can't hardly function. That's right. That's right. Because I see folks. I have the privilege and honor and responsibility of seeing folks going out into eternity. Lost. 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 You say, old trailblazer, is that true? Yes, it is. I have that awesome responsibility of being true to your soul. Do you know I must be true to you? I can't compromise with your soul, no matter who you are. I love you to death, but I can't compromise with you. No, because if I do, you go straight on into hell without warning. But I'm throwing everything in I have in my hand and to throw it in your path to keep you from going out into eternity lost, my friend. Oh, I tell you what, somebody needs to stand up and talk to our folks and tell them that hell is looming. Hell is enlarging itself to meet our folks that it is coming. And it is. It's grace to know the Lord. But my friend, the Bible says, are there few that be saved? I see few, my friend. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. But narrow is the way that leadeth unto life eternal. I ask you, what is your hope right this time? Right now, as you listening to the old trailblazer, old 18-wheeler trucker up there somewhere on I-90 or 95 or 105, wherever you are, going across country on I-40, are you saved? Are you saved? Did you know you in a perilous job? That thing could go off the highway and you'd land up in hell. Are you saved? Oh, my friend, you say, old trailblazer, you're just meddling in my business. Well, it's my business to meddle in your business. The Lord sent me forth to preach the gospel, be instant in season and out of season, and rebuke and reprove with all long suffering. What does that mean? It means to tell you to turn to the Lord now. Not later, now. That's right. Seek the Lord while he may be found. You know what that verse intimates? That one day he won't be found. One day there'll be a cry, oh, Lord, Lord. But the Lord won't answer. Oh, my friend, my heart's heavy for you at this time. Would you remember the old trailblazer in your prayers? Would you just pray for me? Help me with the broadcast. We could go on a bunch of new stations if we had the funds. But if you would, pray for me. Pray for my folks here at the radio missions at First Baptist Church of Algiers and all of our mission places. We have lost folk. And if you would, then write me. Sit down and write me. And help me with the broadcast. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And then our website, radiomissions.org. Go there and look up all of this information that we can give you. You can find our mission statement there if you would, in our radio broadcast, our schedule, and all much information about Radio Mission. And then we have a magazine. We'll put you on our mailing list if you'd like to be put on there. So if you would, write me. Let me hear from you. And do that. Pray for me if you would. And then help me with the broadcast. Goodbye and God bless you.